fantasy football today from CBS Sports.
Here we go.
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Let's go.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
Welcome to the Saturday mailbag, everybody. Do not forget to set your lineup. There are two Saturday games. Get excited for that. Get excited for our radio show tonight, Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern on CBS Sports Radio. Until midnight, we take your phone calls. You can listen on cbsportsradio.com or on your FM or AM dial, probably AM dial. Jamie, hello. Happy Friday afternoon. It is Saturday morning as people listen, but how are you?
I'm looking forward to your dating story, so I can't wait to hear about that.
Oh, yeah. There was something I was going to tell you that was inappropriate, but I don't remember what it was. I don't know.
Is it more inappropriate than me saying doo-doo on the video show today?
That wasn't so bad. Did you think that was bad?
No, but I shouldn't have said it.
Probably not, but that wasn't so bad. Everybody, enjoy the ultimate football watching experience with Xfinity X1. You can now get live CBS Sports fantasy football stats in the same place you watch your games with Xfinity X1. You want to learn a little bit more? You go to xfinity.com/sports. xfinity.com/sports. So first we'll run through the news and notes, and then we will get to your emails and tweets. I have more emails and tweets in this show than any mailbag in the past, so I want to get as many questions as possible. But the Bengals-Vikings game has the most important injury updates, probably. Well, and the Texans-Jaguars. Vontaze Burfict, Drake Kirkpatrick out. Joe Mixon still in the concussion protocol as of Friday afternoon. And Kyle Rudolph is going to miss this game. Who are the players that gain or lose the most value here?
Well, I think Giovanni Bernard from the Bengals side of things. I know you said we'll talk about the Jaguars game. I actually dropped Gio to pick up Chris Ivory because he was the most droppable player on my roster if Joe Mixon does return, which it sounds like he's going to. And I think Stephon Diggs gets a boost because you've seen Kyle Rudolph 4 touchdowns in the last 3 games where Diggs has not been able to find the end zone. Had 10 targets last week. I think it sets up for a good matchup for him because of the injuries on the Bengals side of things. Obviously, Adam Thielen's going to be great. And Latavius Murray, I keep moving him up. He's going to be in potentially awesome fantasy running back this week.
Yeah, this definitely – I don't know that Latavius needed the help, but it definitely helps. No perfect. And Diggs, have you adjusted your rankings with Diggs?
No, I had him 25th. I can't find a way to get him much higher, to be honest with you.
Okay. Okay. Great. So Diggs is certainly a flex-worthy guy. Also, news and notes for you. So we go to that Jaguars-Texans game. DeAndre Hopkins and Leonard Fournette both mispracticed on Friday. Hopkins has the toe injury. Fournette, a quad injury. Let's start with Hopkins. Your thoughts there?
Well, Bill O'Brien still expects Hopkins to play. If he plays, you're playing him. I mean, it's just it's too hard to get away from. I'm in a league... The only league where I still have Hopkins, my receivers are, and I play receiver as a flex because of PPR, my receivers are Hopkins, Cooks, Funchess, and Marvin Jones. So I'm lucky enough that I have a good fallback option if Funchess does not play. And I could even make an argument that Jones might be better than, he's the odd man out for me, that he might be better than Hopkins this week.
Wait, if you mean if Hopkins doesn't play, you have a fallback option?
If Hopkins does not play, right. I have a fallback option in Marvin Jones.
I think you said if Funchess doesn't play. But if Hopkins does play, are you starting Hopkins over Funchess over, well, I mean, you don't have to, but in theory, would you start him over Funchess?
Yeah,
Cooks,
no,
and Jones?
I'm still expecting him to be 6 to 8 catches, even though it's Jacksonville. I'm still expecting around 80 yards receiving, and I always give him the chance to score.
Yeah. And he scores almost every week, so it's not a bad chance. As far as Fournette goes, you picked up Chris Ivory. In the 2 games that Fournette missed this year, Ivory had 17 carries at Indianapolis, 20 carries against Cincinnati. 2 pretty good run defenses at the time. Yeldon had 9 carries and 11 carries in those 2 games. So you expect it to be sort of the same thing? You get 15 or more carries from Chris Ivory if Fournette's out?
I would expect that to be the case. The one thing I think you got to look at is what's the game flow? Now, you have TJ Yates. You have a banged up DeAndre Hopkins. You have Lamar Miller, who's not great, you know, in terms of being a dominant running back. So Jacksonville at home should be able to win this game, right?
Yes.
And the Houston run defense has been a little bit leaky lately.
Yes.
So this shapes up as a ground and pound type of game more so than a, oh, bleep, we're chasing points. We need a running back who can catch passes. And so Ivory's been more the ground and pound. Yeldon's been more the guy who catch passes. catches passes.
Right.
So while I think Yeldon is not a bad flyer if Fournette is out, Ivory would be a must-start option.
Okay. All right. There you go. So you'd start him over Gio, obviously, so you drop Gio for him. But you would probably...
I'd start him over Mixon, too.
You'd start McKinnon over him, though.
McKinnon over who?
I'm sorry. Murray. I always do that. Latavius over Ivory.
Yeah, but that's about the spot I'd put in my ranking, really? Right around 15.
All right. All right, cool.
Like, I'm just thinking of it. Right now I have Latavius Murray 14. This is standard scoring. Jamal Williams 15.
Mm-hmm.
I might put him ahead of Jamal Williams.
Wow. All right. So he'd be roughly a top 15 running back for Jamie. That'd be Chris Ivory.
You disagree?
You know, I just don't know how good he is. Like, I know the work's going to be there. No, I don't know that I disagree. I think I'd start him over Deion Lewis.
Oh, that's the easy one for me. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think it's a good call. He has a pretty good chance to score a touchdown. All right, yeah, pick him up. I picked him up in one league, and he's, I think, 17% owned. So there you go. All right, it's time now for your emails and tweets. And here we go. From Mark in Hermosa Beach, California. Dear Roman, Kurt.
Well, that's where I was.
Were you?
I wonder if I met Mark. That was when I went to the Old Navy event.
Maybe. Was he wearing wrestling gear, like WWF, WWE wrestling?
I don't believe so, but if it is the same, if we met, it was nice to meet you.
Well, he said, Dear Roman, Vince, Kurt, and Jared, and those are wrestlers. Start two, McCaffrey, Davis, Murray, Henry. McCaffrey, Davis, Murray, Henry.
Which Davis, which
I don't know.
Which Henry?
Gosh. Wow. Let's go to the next one. Start three. Same guy. Start
good
three.
Good start, Adam. Good start.
Thielen, Hill, Didi, Tate.
Mark, you know what? Write us back and Adam will answer your question.
Thielen, Hill, Didi, Tate, Juju. Thielen, Hill, Didi, Tate, Juju.
Needs how many?
Three.
Thielen, Hill, and Tate.
Tate over Didi Westbrook?
Standard PPR.
That I also don't know.
All right, standard, I'll take DD. PPR, I'll take Tate.
Can I just tell you what I'm doing right now? Finishing up, just crushing a fantasy baseball draft right now. Just crushing it. And
so basically what you're saying is you're fully engaged to this show.
Just I have two more picks, and then we'll be done.
So you're crushing a draft that will never see the light of day.
Correct. We're going to talk about it on the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast, which I recommend to everybody. And, okay, I don't have another pick for 24 more picks. Here we go. From Kyle, Hopkins or Dez?
Hopkins.
Cam, Rivers, or Ben?
Ben.
I don't have a name on this one. This is from Mac in McDonald's. Dear Philip, Ian, Carl, and Liam. That's shameless. Great show. Start 3 out of 4, half PPR. So sit one. Jay Ajayi, Christian McCaffrey, Gio, Alf.
Sit Gio.
Part two of the third. Okay, so you have Ajayi, McCaffrey, and Alf. Would you start that player over Evan Ingram as a flex?
Yes.
Okay. Here's Tyler from Iowa. Dear Keaton, Clooney, and Affleck. Three guys that I get doppelganger a lot for.
Do you know what George Clooney just did for his friends?
Gave 14 friends $1 million.
Can you imagine if you were the 15th friend?
That's exactly what Conan O'Brien said.
I think I heard Jimmy Fallon say that joke.
Oh, yeah.
But do you imagine, though? Like, what if he actually invited, like, 17 people to dinner that night? And, like, three people were like, you know, my kid's got a recital. I got a tummy ache.
Like, I know he has a lot of money. But to just give away $14 million?
It's more than that, though. He also paid the taxes on it.
What?
You know, like, if you give people a certain amount of money, you have to pay taxes. It's $300,000.
Per person?
Per person. So you basically gave them $1.3 million.
How does he have that much money? I know you have a lot of money. How do you have that much money? That's
he made
insane.
Some sort of investment where he made like $600 million on it.
Oh, really? All right.
But these people like really helped him.
That's amazing. Good for him.
So, all right. So let's say you came into $200 million, right?
Yeah. Do I have to pay taxes on it or I just have it?
You have $200 million.
Uh-huh.
After taxes.
Yeah.
How much would you give me, Dave, and Heath?
$50,000.
Each?
Yeah.
That's very generous of you.
I would take about, I would say like $30 million and just give it away. I would give most to charity.
We have, I'm not going to say his name, but there's a guy who we watch games with on Sunday who's very heavily vested in maybe putting a wager or two down on the sport of the NFL.
Uh-huh.
And has the chance to win $1 million by the end of the season of season-long bets.
What?
So we asked him,
wow,
how much would you give all of us since we watch games with you routinely every Sunday of the million? He said, I would give you guys $1,000 to split. There's about 10 of us.
That's great. What are you going to do with your $100, Jamie? That's great.
I don't know.
Wow, I am really generous. Good for me. So anyway, let's get back to the emails here. Oh, this is from Tyler in Iowa. Would you play Robbie Gould or Harrison Butker?
I would play Butker, but Gould is a great sleeper this week.
This is from Drew in New York. Dear David, Chris, Tina, and Jerry. I hate the ones that I feel like I should know and I don't.
Dana, Chris, Tina, and Jared?
Jerry. Yeah, even Google doesn't know. All right, your podcast has been great this year. Thank you. I'm in the playoffs, 12-team standard league. Pick one, Carlos Hyde, Alfred Morris, Mike Davis. Carlos Hyde, Alfred Morris, Mike Davis. You like Hyde Carlos the best, Hyde. Right? Yeah. All right, Nate from Die Hard is a Christmas Movieville. Dave, the place doesn't exist. He says, dear Young Hickory, Handsome Frank, 10-Cent Jimmy, and Big Chief. Ooh, these are all presidential nicknames. I did not know that.
Cool.
Yeah, how about that? Two spots to fill. McCoy, Crabtree, or Alex Collins? Pick two.
McCoy and Collins.
Dear the fantasy best men, this is from Dave. I'm getting married Saturday. You have to read this. Hey, all right. Congratulations. Yeah. Two running backs. Half PPR.
Why aren't we invited to the wedding?
I don't know. It's kind of messed up.
If you got invited to a wedding from one of our podcast listeners, in within 5 miles of your house, would you go?
I would probably go within like 20 miles.
20 miles.
Within a 30-minute drive, I'd go.
Okay.
Would you?
Would you bring your wife?
Of course I'd bring my wife. Would you go?
Of course.
I like weddings. All right, two running backs, half PPR. Williams, Ajayi, DeMarco Murray.
Just two?
Yeah.
Yeah, no DeMarco Murray. You know that yesterday... this is Saturday. So Thursday was the 10-year anniversary of when I got engaged.
Oh, cool.
Yes. And the end of the month will be the 20th anniversary of my first day with my wife.
20th anniversary of the first day with your wife. Okay. I like it.
I'm old.
Yeah, you are. Very old. Wow. but you have $100.
Well, I guess not. You know, we could have gone on our first date like when we were in high school.
Yeah, could have.
We didn't, but we could have.
All right, pick
one. What's the story? Tell me the story.
All right, pick one more running back for Dave who's getting married. Half PPR, Riddick, Alfred Morris, Davis.
What was the last name you said?
Davis.
Mike Davis?
I guess so, yeah.
I would go with Alfred Morris.
Okay. What did I say about this dating story?
You said you were talking about online dating. You said you used to do online dating before you.
The only thing I'll say about it is this. The first two.
Everybody has good stories. I have good stories too about it.
The first two girls that I went out with looked very, very, very different than their pictures.
That's the number one story you hear.
Yeah, like very different. So that was unfortunate. And then I had an inappropriate story, but it wasn't like a perverted inappropriate story. I don't even remember what the hell it was.
So I had one where, I just said 20th anniversary of when I went on my first date with my wife. So we had, one of those on again, off again relationships, for about 5 years.
And in the
course of those 5 years, I did a little online dating in between there. Mm-hmm. And, so I went out with a girl for a few times, broke up with her. She then went out with a friend of mine totally, by coincidence.
Yeah.
I guess she just liked the, writers. Found out that we were friends, and then she wrote a blog about it.
no way!
Because apparently he screwed her over.
Oh, wow.
She felt that we both did.
Oh, you both did.
Ooh, yeah, wow. And the story was very funny.
That's.
She didn't use our name, so if you're going to try and Google it, then you're not going to find it.
That would be great.
Yes.
Oh, man. I'll try to think of some more. One girl on a date told me I talk too much.
So. She's a podcast listener.
Yeah. All right. Here's one from Herv. Hey, Reed, Sue, Johnny, and Ben. The hell
Reed,
are these?
Sue, Johnny, and Ben.
I don't know.
Oh, famous Ndamukongs.
What? That's great. All right, to the semifinals. Stephon Diggs or Marquise Goodwin at flex? PPR.
Goodwin.
Derrick Henry or Jonathan Stewart at RB2? PPR.
Stewart.
All right. Half PPR league, I need two running backs. Fournette, Hyde, Latavius Murray, McKinnon, and Ajayi. Fournette, Hyde, Latavius, McKinnon, Ajayi. Pick two.
Hyde and Ajayi, assuming that.
No. You forgot about Latavius.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Hyde and Latavius, assuming that Fournette is out. If Fournette plays, it would be Fournette and Latavius.
Now, here's the thing about, we haven't even talked about this. Do you trust Fournette if he plays?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think they put him out there if he's not ready to go. But it's very much trending in this direction that he's not going to play.
That was Connor, owner of Team Belichick Yourself. This is an email from Alex from Temecula, California. Temecula? I don't know. Dear Zach, AC, and Samuel. That one's easy. 12-team league, I need a wide receiver 3. Rashard Matthews or Corey Coleman?
Coleman.
And a kicker question. I have Greg Zuerlein. Do I go with him or Bailey? I guess it could rain in Seattle.
I guess. I'm not benching Greg Zuerlein, though.
Okay. Yeah, he's quite good. But how awesome is this, by the way? So this emailer, Alex, taking a leave of absence this week from work to focus on his fantasy matchup.
Wow.
All right, Minnesota Dan.
What if he makes it to the championship? You're not working for 2 weeks?
Nah, I don't know. Minnesota Dan, start two of these guys. Mohamed Sanu, Marquise Goodwin, Sammy Watkins, and Robert Woods.
The first two.
Sanu and Goodwin? Okay, that's what he's leaning. From Matthew, dear John, Rudolph, Chris, and Ebenezer. Oh, you dieharders. So cool. Okay, yesterday you called Melvin Gordon, Alex Collins, and Kenyon Drake must starts. I have all three and Todd Gurley. It's PPR. Who do I sit between Gurley, Gordon, Collins, and Drake?
Can you play three?
Yeah.
You're sitting good, Gordon.
Melvin, wow, okay. I agree. From Brian, Brandon Cooks or Doug Baldwin, half PPR?
Baldwin.
Aaron Rodgers or Drew Brees?
Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers or Philip Rivers?
Rodgers.
From Jack, dear Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Keith, 12-team standard, sit one, Collins, McCoy, Latavius Murray.
Sit Latavius.
Okay, this is from Patsy, says, ye old start sit advice, dear Lancelot, Galahad, Beldevere, and Robin. Those are like knights?
I guess.
Start two running backs and a flex, Deion Lewis, Burkhead, Crowell, Mike Davis. Pick two of those. Half PPR. Oh, no. Quarter PPR for running backs. Deion Lewis, Burkhead, Crowell, Mike Davis.
Burkhead and Davis.
And then pick a flex. D.D. Westbrook gets half PPR. Or Crowell. It's Westbrook. Just go with Westbrook. Jeremy and Canada. Standard scoring. Bortles or Goff?
Bortles.
All right, and sit one of these four. Jordy Nelson, Alshon Jeffrey, Tyreek Hill, Robert Woods.
Say it again.
Yes, sit one. Robert Woods, Tyreek Hill, Alshon Jeffrey, Jordy Nelson.
Sit Robert Woods.
This is from Mike in a town north of Philadelphia. Sleepy Hollow, New York. Pick three for this week. Standard scoring. Latavius, Ajayi, McCaffrey, Burkhead, Mike Davis. Latavius, Ajayi, McCaffrey, Burkhead, Mike Davis.
Latavius, Ajayi, and Mike Davis. No, I'm sorry. Latavius, Burkhead, and Ajayi.
Okay. Jamie, wouldn't it be great? You're sitting there on Sunday, you get your fantasy stats and the game you're watching all in the same place?
It would be fantastic.
It really would. And with Xfinity X1, that is happening. Say goodbye to looking up your fantasy scores on your phone and missing a great moment on TV. Keep track of both all on the same screen right now with CBS Sports Fantasy Football and Xfinity X1. This is exclusive for the CBS Sports players, too. So if you want to learn more, you go to Xfinity.com/sports, Xfinity.com/sports. It's a great way to enjoy football and fantasy football at the same time. You get your CBS Sports Fantasy Football matchup live. You get weekly projections. You get roster trends right on your TV with Xfinity X1. And again, if you're ready for the ultimate football watching experience, then you're ready for Xfinity X1. For more information, go to Xfinity.com/sports. Xfinity.com/sports. All right, back to the emails here. From Jay Morgan. Dear Clark, Russ, Eddie, and Mr. Shirley.
National Lampoons?
Yeah, exactly. That'd be Christmas Vacation. The email says, it reads as follows. Pick two. At least one has to be a running back. Sterling Shepard, Kerwin Williams, Crowell, Mixon, Robbie Anderson, Theo Riddick. Shepard, Kerwin Williams, Crowell, Mixon, Robbie Anderson, Theo Riddick.
Kerwin Williams.
Okay.
And Sterling Shepard.
Over Robbie Anderson?
I mean, they're both the same type of guy to me at this point. I just think the Jets are going to get him blown out.
By the way, I was of the opinion that Die Hard was not a Christmas movie. However, the cable company has included it in their Christmas favorites on demand selections. I'm singing a different tune now. Maybe it will become a Christmas tradition like Home Alone. It's ridiculous.
Maybe it will be.
It's just ridiculous. When you watch Die Hard, you don't get that Christmassy feeling. You really
okay,
don't.
Okay, listen, we talk about this way too much, and we have another week to go until Christmas gets here.
Yeah.
Let's just put it to bed right now. You have your opinion on it. I have my
opinion. Well, I can't
I wasn't going to
you...
be critical. See, now you're...
No,
you're...
Jamie, I can't let you just be wrong all the time. Like, I care too much about you. I think that's the problem.
Well,
I
do let
much.
You be wrong all the time, so and I still care about you.
I care too much.
I think it's great that everybody keeps tweeting us and sending us the stuff about Die Hard. And yes, I think somebody emailed or tweeted us that part of it is just because I like to argue with you, so I just take the opposite side of this.
Right.
But I don't want to beat people over the head with this every day.
Oh, I don't either. I mean, I really don't. So, and just as soon as everybody agrees with me, then
okay. You know, so then we're gonna beat people over the head with this every day.
Right. Exactly. All right. So back to the emails from Brian. Standard scoring: two wide receivers, Green, Crabtree, Marvin Jones, and Tate. Two of them.
Yeah, I'm benching AJ Green here. Marvin Jones and Crabtree.
Ertz or Jimmy Graham?
Ertz. Without Landon Collins in there, it's going to be a big day for. I think Nick Foles could have a huge day.
From Paul, McKinnon or Mike Davis, PPR?
Mike Davis.
From Chris in San Antonio, flex PPR, Crowder, P. Ryan, Sanu.
P. Ryan.
From Buddy the Elf, hey, Tom, Joe, John, and Peyton, in that order. Peyton Manning, Tom, Joe, John, Peyton Manning. Elway?
Oh, great quarterbacks. Brady, Montana. Manning, who else?
John Elway and Peyton Manning.
Yep.
Dak or Keenum?
I would go with Dak.
And sit one. Standard scoring. Kareem Hunt, Devontae Freeman, Jordan Howard, Alex Collins. Bye-bye, Kareem Hunt. Hunt. Bob, from the highest point in the San Juan Islands. And it says Puget Sound, Washington. I don't know. This is one of the weirdest emails I've ever read. Hey, bad Cuban food, cheap Italian food, great New Jersey pizza, and Heath. I don't know.
Okay.
Am I crazy to think that the next 2 weeks doubling up on J.J. Smith's shoes and Antonio is nuts? New England likes to take away your number one, and if they do, I think the shoes run rampant. And next week is Houston, spelled without the first O in Houston. Thanks for all the fun over the years. You've been an inspiration to start my own podcast, Not Fantasy Football. Unlike yours, mine does not have a potty mouth swear word blocker who also talks like a sailor when it suits him. Yeah, I don't know. I only understand about 30%. But what do you think about starting both Brown and Smith-Schuster?
I don't understand if your argument is that they're going to take away somebody. So why are you trying to start somebody that you think is going to be taken away?
Is that what his argument is?
Well, he said if the Patriots are going to take away Antonio Brown. Now, clearly you're not.
No, I don't know.
Antonio
he didn't
Brown.
Say take away. He said double up on them.
Okay.
On him. So like they both could do well.
This is my argument for Smith-Schuster is that they're going to try and roll attention toward, you know, Antonio Brown.
Yeah. He's not a bad start, but I don't know that you play the I'm starting him with Antonio. Like start him independently of Antonio Brown. You think he's a good start and start him.
Mm-hmm.
From Peyton, I don't know what he needs here. Give me your top three. I'll just guess for Peyton. Mike Evans, Alfred Morris, Jordy Nelson, Jerick McKinnon, Brandon Cooks. Evans, Alf, Nelson, McKinnon, Cooks, PPR.
Cooks, Alf, and...
Jordy, or Evans, Jordy. Or McKinnon. Jordy, okay.
God, I hate benching Mike Evans.
And an email from Jason in the Bay Area. Standard scoring, Michael Crabtree or Dez Bryant?
Dez.
All right, pick a flex. Carlos Hyde, Kareem Hunt, Michael Crabtree.
Hyde.
This is from Mike in the Upside Down. That's from Stranger Things, Jamie. You should watch it. Dear 73, 61, 37, and 63 yards. I'll tell you that those 73, 61, 37, 63, those are the last four games for a wide receiver. Do you know who it is?
Is it somebody good or somebody bad?
Someone that you think is a must start this week. 73, 61, 37, 63 yards.
So if somebody has not had 100 yards in a while, that would probably be Dez Bryant.
Yeah, good job. I've been nervous about Dez Bryant all season. He just isn't getting enough yards. Last week, if he didn't break a tackle for that 50-yard touchdown, he would have ended the day with about 3 fantasy points. So why would you start him over someone like Jordy Nelson this week?
Well, Mr. Yards himself, Jordy Nelson. I mean, that's the worst probably comparison you could have. Those two guys are very touchdown dependent. I don't think it's fair to say that Dez wouldn't have scored if he didn't have that long touchdown, because they had a couple of red zone opportunities that they missed on early in the game. Yeah. He could have had a 2-touchdown game.
Yeah, he basically dropped a touchdown too. He has been dropping some balls this year, but you don't expect him to do it. I get it. I get there's hesitation with Dez, but if Dak Prescott throws a touchdown, it's probably going to be to Dez Bryant.
And he's throwing at least two.
Yeah. So he's Dak's start of the week. Keith from the Vegas of the Middle East.
Dubai?
Yeah, probably. Dear Mike, Victor, Mike, and Tango. Those would be the phonetic spellings for the movement watches. I like that. MVMT. Nice. Start two. Crowell, Evans, Derrick Henry, Corey Coleman.
Evans and Henry.
All right, that's it. From Sean. Wide receiver and a flex. Dez Bryant, Josh Gordon, Tyreek Hill. Wide receiver.
Man. Whew. I'll bench Tyreek.
No, wait, just pick one. Sorry.
I said wide receiver and a flex.
Yeah, I have a running back to throw at you.
What's the running back?
Mike Davis.
I'd bench Hill and Davis.
Okay. So start Dez and Gordon. From Daryl. From dear some combination of Dave, Ronald, Wendy, and the King. All right, I need you to rank them. You don't know what those are?
No.
Come on. Dave, Ronald, Wendy, and the King.
Oh, yes. Okay, so I will rank them. Wait a minute. Dave and Wendy.
Dave and Wendy probably should be lumped together. These are burger place. This is McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King.
Unless is Dave something else?
I don't think so.
That's weird. Then why would they do it like
that? What's your fave? What's your fave?
My fave is Dave, Wendy.
Yeah, me too. Wendy's is so classy. I love it. PPR. Pick one in PPR. Jerick McKinnon, Latavius Murray, DeMarco Murray, Lamar Miller, Sanu, and Marquise Goodwin. Is it Goodwin or Latavius?
Latavius.
He also says he's picked the wrong Vikings running back 4 out of 5 weeks now. this email is from Paul in the Queen City. Dear Kevin, Marv, Harry, and Uncle Frank.
No idea.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. See, this, you really don't know anything about Christmas movies. This is Home Alone.
No, I only know the real ones that matter.
Yeah. Pick two. Golden Tate, Tyreek Hill, or Josh Gordon?
Not Golden Tate.
This is from Cam in Orange County. You ever see Orange County, that movie?
No.
Very funny. Very funny. Good movie. Quality movie. Half PPR, start two. Jay Ajayi, Alfred Morris, Joe Mixon, Rex Burkhead. Pick two. Ajayi, Morris, Mixon, Burkhead.
Rex Burkhead and Jay Ajayi.
Jay Ajayi over Alf?
Yeah, no, Alf.
All right, there you go. See, sometimes I know Jamie's rankings, and he doesn't remember all the names I gave him, so we're a team. This is from Lori in Bakersfield. Would you sit DeAndre Hopkins for Tate, Goodwin, Lee, or Woods?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to go with him, Lori. Okay, this is from Tyler in Northern California. Dear, I like this one. Dear Yule, Darius, Sanka, and Junior.
Great movie.
Yeah.
I have pride.
I see pride. I see power. And then he said, thank you, you badass mudders who don't take no crap off of nobody. That's good stuff. Cool running.
One of my favorite lines to one of my buddies, which I say to him all the time, is, Sanka, you dead?
Yeah, Sanka, you dead? Not a sports movie. Not a sports movie.
What?
Nah, just kidding. It's a sports movie. It's... All right, number two running back and a flex from this group. Rex Burkhead, Deion Lewis, Jerick McKinnon, Latavius Murray, and Mike Davis.
Latavius and Rex.
From Jared in Atlanta. Standard scoring league. One wide receiver. Goodwin, Tate, Marquise Lee.
Goodwin.
And now a flex. Tate, Lee, Alfred Morris.
Morris.
This is my favorite email because of this PS. PS, I've been holding my tongue long enough. I also shower at night and not in the morning. It's not like you get dirty while you're asleep, and I certainly don't want to sleep all night while being disgusting. As long as the hair looks good the next day, then everything is A-okay. Keep doing your thing, Adam.
I don't think you would shower at night. I don't have a problem with you showering at night, but I don't think you would shower at night if you came into the office all the time.
Yeah, I always did. Why wouldn't I? I don't get it. Why do I need to shower in the morning if I showered at night?
I think you would shower in the morning.
No, I don't shower in the morning. Like, I never shower in the morning. I'm not a morning person. I wake up, I brush my teeth, I work. That's it. And I would say that I change, but I don't really change.
Well, we know you don't change.
I go to sleep.
You don't eat?
In my sweatpants and my sweatshirt now because it's freezing. And then I stay in that, you know, till I shower at night. All right. Jeff from a small city 15 minutes north of Boston.
Worcester.
Why did the vampire eat the light bulb?
It's got to be something with a light.
It wanted a light snack.
A light snack, yeah.
And a termite walks into a bar and asks, is the bartender here? That's good. Rogers or Keenum?
Rogers.
Brian in Chicago. Jordy Nelson, Mike Davis, Mike Evans, Jonathan Stewart, Robbie Anderson. Pick one, half PPR. Jordy, Davis, Evans, Stewart, Robbie Anderson.
Davis.
Mike Davis. All right. From John. He's in 3 out of 5 semifinals. Way to go. So he needs to pick 4 of this group. Adam Thielen's a must, so pick 3 of this group. Jordy Nelson, Hogan, Tyreek Hill. All right, Hill's going to start, so pick 2 from this group. Jordy, Hogan, Evans, Woods, Hyde, and Lewis.
Hyde and Jordy.
From Jesus in Chicago, Stephon Diggs or Dede Westbrook?
Dede.
From Eric in L.A., dear Larry, Artie, and Hank. Who is that? Should know that. Larry, Artie, and Hank. Oh, the Larry Sanders Show. That was funny as hell. Good stuff. Jonathan Stewart, Kerwin Williams, Chris Ivory, pick one.
Well, Ivory if he's the guy.
But if he's not, Stewart or Williams?
Stewart.
And now pick a flex. The running back you didn't go with, Marquise Lee, Marquise Goodwin, that's it.
Goodwin.
Dear some combination of Sean, Wanya, I don't know how to pronounce that, Nathan and Michael, this boy's to men. I had to look it up. No, actually it was put in the email. This is from Nichelle from Boston, just outside of Boston. She's representing the females. She is in second place in the regular season behind the only other female in the league. So way to go, girls.
Nice.
I have both Antonio Brown and Martavis Bryant. Should I start both of them? I could also start Tevin Coleman, Peyton Barber, or Kenny Stills.
I think you want to avoid Tevin Coleman just unless we get word that he's cleared from the concussion protocol. If we find out that two things here. One, if Juju Smith-Schuster's out, that certainly increases the value for Martavis Bryant. The other would be if we find out that the Bucks decide to make Doug Martin inactive, which would be a surprise, but that's a play. I'd probably play Barber anyway.
All right, rapid fire from Ben. Rivers or Bortles?
Rivers.
From Rob, Gordon or Hunt? Standard.
Gordon.
Oh, I'm sorry, Josh Gordon. Or Hunt.
Gordon.
Oh, wow, okay. From Matt, Chris Ivory, Alfred Morris, Derrick Henry. That's too many names here, come on. I'm just going to tell you to go with Marquise. No, Devin Funchess. That's the obvious one. Devin Funchess. Okay, from Steven, start three, Ajayi, P. Ryan, Geo, Mike Davis, Crabtree, Tate. Ajayi, P. Ryan, Geo, Mike Davis, Crabtree, Tate.
Ajayi, P. Ryan, and Davis.
Oh, okay. From Kenny, Alex Collins, Jordy Nelson, Jamal Williams, start two in PPR.
Alex Collins and...
Jordy Nelson or Jamal Williams?
Jamal Williams.
From Michael, Tyreek Hill, Devin Funchess, or Marquise Goodwin?
Just need one?
Yep.
Bunches of Funchess, baby.
Oh, yeah. From Lucas, Ertz, Pirine, or Goodwin? Flex.
Ertz.
From Jimmy, McKinnon or Mike Davis? Oh, no. Would you start McKinnon or Mike Davis over A.J. Green, Hopkins, or Tate? Half PPR.
I start Davis over Tate.
From Lanzino, one running back and one flex. Hyde, Ajayi, Mike Davis, McKinnon, pick one.
Hyde.
Ajayi, Mike Davis, Alshon Jeffrey, McKinnon, pick one.
Ajayi.
Over Alshon?
Yeah.
Really? You
go
sure?
With Alshon, then. Huh?
You sure about this?
They're so close. I mean, look, Ajayi's going to get more touches.
Yeah. All right. I won't argue.
You go with Ajayi. I mean, Alshon, I'm fine with it.
Okay. My final prediction is that Jared Goff has a big week. That's where I disagree with Dave and Jamie. I'm feeling it for Goff. That's why it's a bonanza.
My final prediction is that you're going to get one bonanza right. It's going to be Packers-Panthers.
Not Patriots-Steelers, huh?
I think you're only going to get four. No, you'll get that one right, too. The other one's going to be wrong. And then you're going to have to eat your fourth Bean Boozle.
If the Patriots win this week, they win the Super Bowl. FYI.
If the Patriots win this week, yeah, they win the Super Bowl.
Because they'll have home field advantage, assuming they win their next two games.
I hope. What's your ideal Super Bowl matchup?
Packers-Patriots.
Given what you know right now.
Packers-Patriots, huh? Not even close.
Packers-Patriots, not close. Okay.
We deserve that. We deserve Rodgers versus Brady.
I'd be down with that. I'm expecting, and I'm hoping for, because I don't think the Packers are going to get there, Patriots-Saints.
Yeah.
Breeze versus
that'd be fun.
Brady.
I'm also intrigued by Minnesota hosting the Super Bowl.
First time ever.
Yeah. So that would be cool. And I think Minnesota's really good, so I wouldn't mind seeing that. And I think this is potentially be the best NFC playoffs ever. You could get six teams that have a legit chance to win the conference in there.
All right, so you have 2-3 weeks to decide it. Who gets in?
Well, I'm going to take
NFC
the Eagles
East
out.
Is easy.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant who wins. Who gets in the playoffs? Let me get the
East
standings.
Is easy.
Yeah, Eagles are in.
Who's
Man,
winning the South?
I haven't done enough of the schedule research. Cause like,
off the top of your head.
Yeah, all right. Who wins the South?
Yep.
Saints.
Okay, the West?
The Rams.
And the North is easy.
You know what, though? If the Seahawks win this week, they're 2-0 against the Rams with the same record. I'll still take the Rams, whatever. And put the Panthers and the Falcons in, and the Packers miss.
Wow, you only have the Packers in.
It's such a long shot. They have to beat the Panthers and the Vikings in the next 2 weeks and hope for some other teams to lose. I guess they could sort of control their own destiny, but and the Cowboys could easily get in. I mean, they could do some damage. Loving
it. All right, AFC, who you got?
Patriots, Steelers, Jags, and I'll take the Chargers.
Uh-huh.
And I'll go with the Chiefs and the Titans, I guess.
Not Baltimore?
I mean, the Titans are a game up right now. I don't know.
Baltimore's got the easiest schedule.
Yeah, Baltimore. I'll take Baltimore. Titans will choke. They're not that good. Titans don't have any good wins, I don't think. What about you?
Baltimore can make a run.
What about you?
I'm with you on the AFC leaders, division leaders. I think Baltimore, and I'm going to say the Miami Dolphins get in.
Really?
Yep.
What about the NFC?
And then, huh?
NFC.
NFC, the division winners. I'm going to take the Rams over the Seahawks.
So did I.
And oh, I'm sorry. So I'll take the Rams, and then I'm going to take the Saints in the South, and I'm going to say Panthers, Packers.
I hope so. Let's go Pack. Go Pack, go. Well, that's a fun show. Got some dating stories in there. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. All right, that's Jamie. I'm Adam. We'll talk to you on Sunday night, recapping the action. Go ahead and get yourself a win. We'll talk to you in the championship.
Bye.